Welcome to the Student Section Sports Podcast presented by Romper Takeover 2K19.
We got our good baker and our bad baker. But first, do we need to talk about the good baker that happened from Baker?
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
So Baker Mayfield was spotted at a Cleveland Indians game, and he got on the big screen. Not the Jumbotron because it's baseball, but he got on the big screen and proceeded to get handed a adult beverage from a fan, and he bit a hole and opened the cap and drank that thing in about 3 seconds.
Yeah, a classic frat guy move. He shotgunned the beer in no time, but also the open with the tooth is really impressive.
Yeah, that was very impressive. I feel like that would hurt.
I don't know. I feel like he's done it a lot. So.
Probably. He's a pretty fratty guy.
Yeah.
But to our good baker and our bad baker, my good baker is I got a leg workout with Jordan yesterday, which it lasted about 25 minutes, and then we both looked at each other and said, I can't do this anymore.
I was literally on the verge of vomiting.
I think I cried, like, a little bit. It was bad.
I did when I woke up this morning, and I cried a lot.
Yeah, so that's my bad baker is my legs are really sore today.
Okay.
Which, I mean, if you've ever had a leg day after not working out legs for about, at least a few months, it's a bad feeling. But
yeah.
A good feeling.
It's a good, it's a reassuring because you know you'll not be that sore again for a long time.
Which is great.
But yeah.
Yeah. You're a good baker?
Good baker. Did you already do good and bad?
Yes, I did both.
Okay. Good baker. I came up with something very nice. I'm going to tell it in a minute after we get done with good baker and bad baker, but it was like a revelation of sorts. It was really nice. Bad Baker, I was going to say that I was sore for Bad Baker, but you took that one. I need a haircut really bad. I desperately need a haircut.
That's not that bad.
Well, the sides are a lot longer than I'd like, and then the top is like just... My hair's... I don't love my hair. I wish I had different hair.
Did you see my hair before I got this luscious fade?
It was long, yeah.
It was lush. Everything was... Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of liked it, though.
I liked it, but it just got in my way, and I was like, I'm too old for this. I need a haircut. And it was picture day.
Yeah.
Had to get a cut for picture day.
Yeah, see, I was late to picture day because I was busy trying to get my car from the shop, and I was, like, 7 minutes late, walked up and had to jump right into the action and take my solo shot.
You did. You literally walked straight to there, and that guy's like, here's a football. Smile.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It was good. All right, so the movement, the new thing, the new wave.
Have not heard this yet.
It plays second fiddle only to Romper Takeover 2K19. It's the Green Lives Matter movement. I'll give a backstory before I explain what the movement is. I was driving, you know, cruising down the road, and
cruising
I see...
Cruising down the street in my 6 foot... Sorry,
yeah,
I'm
sure.
Back on my thing.
And so I see a bumper sticker that says Police Lives Matter. And I was like, strange. I feel like it usually says... Blue Lives Matter for police. Like, I thought that was the Blue Lives Matter movement.
Thought that was a thing to say.
Huh?
Thought that was a thing to say.
Yeah, I thought that was how you said it. And I was thinking, you know, all of the different Lives Matter movements, but there's none to preserve, like, that none to preserve a certain group, but mainly the only colors that there really are black and blue Lives Matter movements.
True.
And so I was thinking, what about the other colors? And green popped into my head, and I was like, what about the green? I was thinking, who is green? And then a light bulb clicked in my head, and I said, the aliens.
The aliens are
the aliens.
Green.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to start the movement, Green Lives Matter, and we're fighting back against the Storm Area 51 movement. We've completely flipped our stance.
Absolutely.
And... It's a Green Lives Matter movement. We're a Green Lives Matter podcast.
Might have some t-shirts. Probably not. But
no,
maybe.
We're definitely... The t-shirts gonna be sweet, dude. There's probably gonna be an alien on the shirt.
I like it. Out of this world.
Yeah.
Green Lives Matter, out of this world.
Yeah, this is good. The shirt is going to be extraterrestrial, might I say.
Wow. Might be a... Nope, I don't have anything.
Nice.
Trying to come up with something clever.
Okay.
Didn't happen.
Speaking of movements, Romper Takeover 2K19... Message us, DM us, email us, tweet us, comment on an Instagram picture, contact form on studentsectionsports.com. Sign up to be a part. If you think you're cute, handsome, beautiful, pretty, sexy, attractive, ugly, anything.
Nope, nope, not ugly.
If you think you're ugly, get better self-confidence because you're not ugly.
That's right.
Yeah. Be a part of the Romper Takeover 2K19 photo shoot in January of 2020. We're looking for models.
Which is great. It's kind of like the video games.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of like the reverse of video games.
It's Chase Russell's fault because he said he wasn't going to be back until January, but he wants to be a part of the Romper photo shoot.
That's okay.
Yeah.
He's a guest, so.
Yeah. We'll give him the courtesy. Also, sign up for the Spike Ball Tournament.
Oh, the Spike Ball Tournament.
August 11th. We'll give you the full details at the end because we don't want to run you away with like 20 ads at the beginning. So
all I got to say is there's a lot of people out there saying that they would win the Spike Ball Tournament. But you can't win Spike Ball Tournament if you're on the couch not playing.
Put your Spike Ball skills where your Instagram comments are and play. All right, discussion. Two discussions today. We'll start off with the easy one. Roku versus Fire Stick. Are you a Roku guy, Fire Stick guy?
Me? Well, I have a Roku TV. And I have a Roku. So I'm a big Roku guy.
Wait, you bought a Roku for your Roku TV?
No.
Okay.
I had the Roku first, and then I bought a Roku TV.
Oh, nice.
Which
okay.
is interesting.
Yeah, so I also have a Roku TV, but I have a Fire Stick inserted into my Roku TV. So I'm a dual threat.
So what's give me like the advantages of a Roku versus a Fire Stick?
Roku, I don't think they make Fire Stick TVs. The Roku TVs have the Roku built into the TV. So, you know, making it a smart TV.
Yeah.
The Fire Stick, you have to like separately insert into the HDMI port of your TV, which I don't mind. I like Fire Stick. I think the remote is the Fire Stick remote is a lot cooler than the Roku remote.
Okay.
That's a fact.
I'm a Roku guy, but you ready for me to end the argument? Or you still got some things?
No, go ahead. Speak your side.
So I'm a Roku guy, but the problem is the winner's not even between Roku and Fire Stick.
Oh, shoot. Don't say it.
It's a Fire Stick jailbroken that wins.
Jailbroken?
Yeah, you never heard of those?
No, what is that?
It's got, like, you can watch any movie out in theater. It's, like, pirated, basically. So it's, like, illegal, but people do it.
Well, how do you get that?
Internet.
People do it. Oh, so it's, like, a website?
Yeah.
So it's not, like, an actual Fire Stick?
No, it's an actual Fire Stick. It's just somehow, like, people know how
to
jailbreak.
Oh, so there's, like, an app you can get, like, an illegal app you can get on the Fire Stick?
It's kind of like, you remember when people used to jailbreak iPods?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that.
And you could do really cool stuff.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
When you
yeah.
swipe, everything spins. Yeah.
Yeah. I always wanted to get it where I could spell out the letter J on the screen, but I could never figure that out.
Yeah, any kid with a jailbroke iPhone was, like, the coolest.
Oh, yeah. So
but
cool.
Like,
until, like, the government comes knocking on your door.
Yeah, I was, like, kind of scared that, like, I would break my phone if I did that, so I never did it.
Oh, I did it to every Apple device I had up until, like, 8th grade.
That's a good time.
Yeah, my dad told me when I was going to high school, he was like, you need to stop doing that to your stuff. Like, it's going to, like,
break it.
Mess it up. Yeah. So I'm gonna take this out of Fire Stick here.
Jailbroken Fire Stick's the winner, but between just a Fire Stick and the Roku, I'm taking the Roku.
I like the Fire Stick because it's cooler. The Roku has a lot going on, like with the purple and like the colorful buttons on the Fire Stick doesn't have a lot of buttons on it. It just has a circle where you can navigate and a center button to click, and there's a home button and a back button.
Yeah.
But the Roku like has its own volume button. Which I'm really making a strong case for the Roku right now. And, like, in all honesty, I use the Roku because my Fire Stick remote broke. But I like Fire Stick better because it's cool. Apple TV. So, Office Manager actually just chimed in. Apple TV, we're not going to support that.
Just because we had, like, Apple TV's like a new game. Like, Apple TV's like, it's the majors.
It's like if you were debating, like, like, I don't know, Letgo versus eBay.
No, I got you. It's like you're debating, like, two high school football teams and then throwing, like, an
yeah.
SEC team in the
yeah.
mix.
It's just, it's unfair.
Apple TV is just the best.
Also, honorable mention, shout out to Chromecast.
Chromecast.
We hear you. We see you.
You're doing your thing.
Yeah.
You're casting Chrome.
Yeah, for sure. Casting Chrome. Okay.
Casting Chrome.
Do you want to do the other discussion or do you want to do the top five first?
Let's go top five then to the discussion.
Top five.
And
okay.
Then our week one college football projections.
Yes, that's going to be good.
We got to throw an ad in there at some point.
Yeah, we're going to go top five. We're going to hear a word and then we'll come back to the second discussion and then transfer to college football. Top five of the day, top five embarrassing things that parents do.
Mm.
This is a good one.
Can I give a prerequisite?
Yes.
So not all these things, really not many of the things on my list are things my parents do, but they're just kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like other people's parents.
Mine is 100% things that my parents do.
Okay, mine's not Jordan's. Mine's just like random things that other parents.
Your parents are like very like normal though, I feel like.
My dad's a pastor, and yeah, so they like, yeah. I mean, not that that makes you normal, but like they just kind of they chill.
Yeah, my dad is a like mitigation or like a construction manager. He just got promoted to like
big time
construction part of the company, and then my mom does like shipped and like works out and cleans people's houses.
It's a fun time.
Yeah. My mom, low-key, is probably fitter than I am at this point.
Really?
Yeah, dude. She works out every day. Never misses a day.
I need to get on that schedule.
I wish I could. I don't have the time to get on that schedule.
Nope. Number five.
Yeah, go ahead. You go first. I'll go second.
Ashley,
do you want in on this one?
Nope, she's out.
Office manager Ashley's out.
So, this one's kind of like a thing. Number five, showing baby pictures if you were ugly. Me,
yeah.
I was a pretty good-looking baby. Not going to lie to you. It's all kind of gone downhill from there, but as a baby, I was pretty
I think I was so cute that I was ugly is the thing.
Nope, I was not. I was not ugly. But, people, show them baby pictures. Like, it's just, it can be embarrassing for some people. Not to me, but I understand. Like,
yeah.
Like, no one wants to see you naked in the tub. Like,
exactly.
Like
no, so
weird.
I was.
Why are parents taking pictures of people naked in the tub in the first place?
It's a little weird. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I was so, you know how like fat babies are kind of cute or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I was a skinny baby. That was my problem.
I was pudgy.
And the thing is, my two younger brothers, they are incredibly skinny. Always have been, but they were fat babies. And I was incredibly skinny as a baby, and I wasn't terribly skinny going through, like, high school. I was kind of, like, you know, a little bit thicker than, like, my family standard because, like, football.
Yeah.
They had to make me bigger. I'm terribly skinny now that I'm out of football, but I was a skinny baby and a normal-sized teenager. They were fat babies and skinny teenagers. So
did your brothers just not want to play football?
Tanner tried it out when he was 5, and he was really scared of thunderstorms, and the first day of practice there was a thunderstorm, so he quit and never played football again.
That's funny.
And Carter thinks he's going to the NBA, so
Siri just chimed in on the discussion.
Office manager / producer Ashley is back on the hot seat. She just she just played a video in the middle of the podcast. But Carter, my youngest brother, thinks he's going to the NBA, so he doesn't want to play football. He played flag. I coached him one season in flag. Decent athlete, good kid.
Nice.
I've been trying to tell him to play football because apparently he is going to be taller than the rest of our family. My number five, we went way off there.
Sorry.
My number five, when they text your friends or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or like basically anyone that they're not related to, when they just text them like for fun.
See, yeah, and it's not like I don't get mad about it, but like Rose would be like, "Oh, your mom texted me." I'm like, "What?" Like. For what? And she's like, "Oh, we were just talking." I'm like, "That first off, that scares me. Second off, what are y'all talking
for sure.
about?"
My nana does it more than my mom, but my mom does it as well. We'll just like call Ashley, text Ashley.
That's funny.
Yeah, and my nana will call me, and call Ashley when I don't answer, and then call me back and say, "Why didn't Ashley answer?"
That's
like,
funny.
Nana, come on now.
Oh no.
Relax. Give it a rest. Your number four?
Inviting themselves to hang.
Yeah.
So like if you're like, I'm going bowling with my friends. Oh, really? And my parents know this, but I've heard other people's parents.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, me and Jim might come along. Like, no, you and Jim aren't coming along.
Yeah,
like,
definitely not.
Like, that's just an interesting thing to me. Like, yeah. Don't invite yourself. If you're a parent, don't invite yourself to hang with your kids.
Yeah, I agree. My number four, trying to keep up with, like, current trends. Like, clothing, like, the TV shows that the youths are watching.
Like, for me, I can't wait to be a dad. I can't wait to just, like, not care.
Not
and, like,
do stuff anymore.
Wear white Nikes that are out of style.
Yeah, the Air Monarchs, a classic dad move.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of parents are, like, getting Instagrams and putting on stories. And the problem is, like, their stories are just, like, they don't make sense. Everybody's
okay,
like,
yeah,
what?
So I'm going to go a little bit out of order here simply because of what you said. My number three was social media, parents' social media. The selfies, just
and, like,
the pictures
the
in general.
The stories and, like, of this almost same exact picture every time. I'm like,
yeah.
Stories. I'm like, what? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Yeah, parents on social media, almost always a negative.
But there's also some good parents on social media.
Yeah, but most of them are famous. And
oh,
they
dude,
honestly have social media
you
managers.
Know, you know what drives me nuts on social media? When parents have a young child or something like that, and they, like, say, happy birthday, we can't believe how old are you. Like, they're not even, they're 1 year old.
They'll
they don't
never
have a,
see that.
They don't have a social media. Like,
no.
Why are you on Facebook saying that? Like, just
honorable mention, when parents create social medias for their baby or their pet or
okay,
anything.
That doesn't bother me.
Seriously?
That makes me laugh so hard.
The baby Facebook?
Dude.
I can't stand it.
I like the baby Instagram. Like, one of my friends has a baby. He lives in D.C. now. He has a baby, and he has his own little Instagram. And it's like, it's cool if it's dedicated to that. Because, like, I want to see the baby. I'll follow him. But not if, like, I'm following you. I don't want to see just your baby.
Okay, I understand from that point. I had at where I work, I was in my office, and I had one of the secretaries at the firm that I work at came into my office and was like, hey, will you go vote for my baby on Facebook? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, vote for what? And it was a Birmingham based like magazine, and they were doing like the cutest baby of the month, and she was just like going and, like, plugging her baby around the office, like, vote for my baby, like, basically saying, like, yeah, my baby's the cutest out of, like, these 100 babies in Birmingham. It's
did
a very,
you do it?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I didn't either. Do it. She was, like, sitting in there, and was like, could you go on Facebook and vote for insert baby's name?
Is this the same lady that got mad at you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, completely different lady. And, I had to just tell her, like, oh, we're not really, like, allowed to get on Facebook while we're working, but I'll do it when I get home tonight. And she was like, okay, thank you. And I was like, yep, not doing that. But, so, she also was like, yeah, anybody that you want to, like, tell, like, it would just help us out if we get a bunch of votes.
Yeah, because everybody wants to tell other people about somebody else's baby.
Yeah,
so
I definitely want to walk around my family plugging your baby.
Hey, you seeing this baby? Pretty cool, huh?
All right, you're number three.
Number three, saying that they're the cool parent to your around your friends.
Like declaring themselves the cool parent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, like, sometimes, like, it's kind of funny, but, like, when it's, like, every time, it's like, okay, you're
yeah,
not
the or
cool
just
parent.
Trying to be the cool parent.
Yeah, I mean, like, here's the parents I respect. The ones that, like, know you're older and just, like are just, like, try to be normal with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, just...
Like, not like, oh, like, oh, I'm the cool parent. Like, if you're just, like, just be yourself. Like, there's, like, the people I just got done living with, great people. Like, they were always, like,
incredible people.
You're 21. You're 20. You're however old I've been. Like, they're like, you're an adult. I'm not going to try to, like, I'm not going to give you life advice if you don't want it.
Yeah.
Those are the cool parents, in my opinion. Not the ones that always tell you they're cool parent.
Okay. Number two, this is a big Jennifer Pinnell thing. Listening to rap music. So Ashley and I went to, like, Kohl's or Belk or some, like, mom store with my mom the other week, and my mom started playing rap music and was so proud and thought it was the coolest thing ever, like, telling us about, like, how much she loves rap music and all this stuff. And I was like, sure, you know, that's your thing, but, like, I don't know. Ashley was just in there, and I was like, gosh, like, I can't believe she's doing this right now.
Dude,
like,
I can't imagine walking in on my mom listening to rap, like hardcore rap music. I don't know if I'd be like upset or laugh really hard.
I'm just like,
what?
Like, my mom listens to rap music that I've never even heard. Like, I'm not big on rap, but like,
it's,
I feel
it's
like
it's the gym life that'll do it to you.
Yeah.
Gym life or no life?
No. True. Life. Yeah.
My number two, when anyone's parents, my parents don't do this, obviously, but when anyone's parents show up drunk places,
yeah,
it's just like, what? Like, you're too old to be drunk. Like, what are you doing? Why are you drunk?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or
like, I feel like somebody's parent showed up to a graduation drunk.
Yeah.
Which is like a big move.
Basically any like function, if your parents show up drunk, that's a bad, it's
not
a bad look.
Not good. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. You definitely don't want that. You really don't even want your parents to get drunk at all.
No. There's a time and a place, and it's not when you're a parent.
Yeah, it's
old.
When it's like when you're 25. Like,
yep, 25 and yep. Under, that's the only time you can get drunk.
Yeah, if you're older than that, no alcohol allowed.
Nope.
Number one, they interrogate your girlfriend. Like, ask a million questions, like, where are you from? Like, what's your favorite city to go to? What size shoe do you wear?
If you're stranded on an island and you can only have three books, what are they? This is determined.
Yeah,
like
if you had to pick between asparagus or Brussels sprouts, which would you choose?
Would you rather have broccoli or salmon?
Yeah, like what?
That's a terrible.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite brand of socks to wear?
So when do you want to have kids?
Yeah. Are you or are you not in love with Jordan?
What's your future look like?
Yes. Does he have plans to engage? Has he told you?
Does he have a plan to succeed and a plan to succeed to engage?
Yeah. Have you guys discussed, like, maybe moving in with each other?
See, my parents would never ask.
My parents wouldn't either, but, like, I'm just saying, like,
yeah, that's a
just
question.
In general, yeah. Let me think of some more. What's your favorite feature about Jordan?
Ah,
yeah.
The eyes.
Yeah, really put him on the spot.
The eyes? Is it the eyes?
The eyelashes are strong.
The eyelashes.
I don't know. He does have good eyes.
He
really blue.
They're very blue. Mine are very brown. You know what else is brown?
Poop.
I was going to say a brown bag, but poop is brown. Occasionally.
Brown bag.
Brown bag. Brown chair.
Brown chair.
Are we done with that one or are we still going on that?
I'm done.
All right. Number one, being the annoying sports parent. That's embarrassing for a kid.
Yeah, it
like
is.
Like the guy that's yelling, like, why isn't my son in the game? Blah, 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 blah. Going up to the coach after, why isn't my son in the game? Blah, 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 blah.
Come on,
Johnny. Hit the ball.
I get embarrassed by that as well. Like,
yeah.
For other people. Like,
yeah.
I get embarrassed when someone else's parent is doing that.
It's just kind of like a weird feeling. Like, come on, Johnny. We're from Ohio.
Honorable mention, if your mom is a get 'em girl when she watches football.
Get 'em.
Or any sport. Just get 'em. Get 'em.
We from Ohio. Sorry, I'm getting off.
Yeah. I think, is that it for the top five?
That's top five, man.
Any honorable mentions?
No. None for me. I'm pretty sure, I mean, the sports one?
If your dad, like, got, like, a fade, like a
yeah.
Young guy's hairstyle.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
That'd be rough.
But that goes along with the trends. The bad.
Yeah,
I think that's it. I think it's time for the ad.
Yeah, we're gonna hear some sponsorship, and then we'll be back with our second discussion. All right, we're back. Second discussion of the day. Is Philip Rivers elite? Easy answer.
No.
Simple answer. Yes, Philip Rivers is elite.
What makes him elite?
His numbers. His numbers are elite.
So here in my opinion, like I feel like the dude doesn't win enough. Like if you don't win, are you elite?
He's on terrible teams. He has as many, I think it's as many 4,000 passing yard seasons as Tom Brady is, or it's.
But I feel like Tom Brady has not as many athletes, and he makes it work.
Philip Rivers has had Keenan Allen, and that's really it at receiver his whole career.
Who's, I mean, Julian Edelman, but Tom Brady made Julian Edelman.
Chris
Gronk.
Hogan, Randy Moss, Gronk.
Chris Hogan's not that great. Randy Moss was there for like 2 years.
7-Eleven, always open?
Dude, he wouldn't be anything without Tom Brady.
Tom Brady wouldn't be anything without Chris Hogan.
Okay.
You know who
would? We got to be about Philip Rivers.
Okay. Philip Rivers great quarterback. His numbers are comparable to all of the guys that are generally thrown into top five discussions.
Great, great fantasy football quarterback not making it to the Hall of Fame.
Will make it to the Hall of
Fame. No chance.
I'm declaring that he'll be in the Hall of Fame.
The only reason I brought this up is because me and my dad saw him scroll on the top 100 thing, and we were both like, he actually said, he's like, I'm just really don't buy the hype on Phillip Rivers being a great quarterback like they think he is.
He doesn't win.
In my opinion,
that's a rigorous division.
Who's in the division?
Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders.
The Broncos and the Raiders are crap.
No, the Chiefs and the Broncos have been good over the past 10 years. The Broncos have been to multiple Super Bowls.
But like recently? That's true. Over his career. You're right. You're right on that one.
Yeah.
I'm just not buying the hype. You know what he is elite at?
Not being elite.
He's very elite at having children at an alarming rate. He has like 11 kids.
I like that.
He doesn't believe in birth control, apparently.
He can focus on two things at once. Having kids and playing football.
Or 12
things. That's elite. Yeah, he can focus on 12 things.
All of his kids.
Really, he can focus on all of his kids, his wife.
He's been focusing on his wife with 11 kids, that's for sure.
Yeah, so he focuses on his wife, himself, his 11 kids, and the 11 players opposing him on the field.
And the 11 players, or the 10 other guys on his team.
Yeah, so we're looking
at his coach.
We're looking at a 34-pronged focus by this kid. That's elite.
Okay, I've changed my mind. I think you've convinced me that he's elite at life, but not at quarterback.
He's an elite quarterback. There's literally people who say Joe Flacco's elite. If that's the case, then Phillip Rivers should already be in the Hall of Fame.
Joe Flacco, not elite.
No.
Phillip Rivers, not elite.
Phillip Rivers' numbers, I'm going to pull up his numbers right now. You can talk to the people while I find his numbers.
You know, Phillip Rivers throws a good ball. He kind of reminds me of Ben Roethlisberger a little bit. Maybe a smidge. Yeah, maybe a smidge.
He's a lot skinnier.
He's a lot skinnier, but he has that kind of head shape. He's from Alabama, actually.
Last season, passing numbers, 68.3 completion percentage.
That's pretty good.
4,308 yards.
Pretty good.
32 touchdowns.
Pretty good.
12 interceptions. Not great.
Good. That's not bad.
105.5 quarterback rating. Decent.
That's pretty good.
Above average.
Anything in the hundreds is good.
7 rushing yards.
Wow, what a rusher.
Elite at rushing the football.
You know who had more rushing yards than him? Thomas Brady.
Yeah, probably. He took 32 sacks. To take 32 sacks and still put up those numbers is nice, because that's at least 2 sacks a game.
They don't take off rushing yards anymore, by the way.
Yeah.
For sacks.
They count those as passing yards lost. But not for him. Team passing yards, not individual. He only fumbled the ball twice, and they only lost one of those fumbles. So he's elite at recovering his fumbles.
He's a good passer. I don't know. He needs to win more for me to consider.
Let me get career numbers. Phillip Rivers' career stats. He's thrown for 4,000 yards every year since 2013. And you go all the way back to the beginning of his career. First 2 years, didn't start. Season 3, he threw for 3,388 yards, 22 touchdowns, 9 picks as his first season as a starter. Next season, 3,100 yards, a little bit rougher on the touchdown to interception ratio. Then starting in 2008, he's thrown for over 4,000 every year except 2012. This guy's a monster. He puts up numbers. He's averaging something like 31 touchdowns a season and around 12 to 13 picks a season. The guy's elite.
That is actually kind of elite numbers, but he needs to win more for me to consider him elite.
Yeah, so career. Oh, it doesn't have his career averages, but he's thrown for 54,656 yards, 374 touchdowns, 178 picks, and his career QBR is 95.6.
God, 95.6 on the QBR is really good.
Big numbers. I'm on the right side of logic here saying he's elite.
I'm going to say that he could be elite.
It's too late for him to become elite.
I don't know. He's on the edge of elite for me. Like, I'm not really sure.
He's firmly planted in the Hall of Fame for me. That's my statement.
Patrick Mahomes elite.
Easily. No doubt.
Easily. It's time for that's pretty much our discussion.
Hold on, is Matt Ryan elite?
No.
No.
Not even close.
He's won an MVP, which Phillip Rivers hasn't.
I don't care. He lost. I mean,
see, that's the thing. I say he's got to win, but Matt Ryan wins, but it's because his team around him. Phillip Rivers is elite. I changed my mind. Matt Ryan is not elite.
Is Eli Manning elite?
Not anymore.
But he was elite?
He was elite. He won 2 Super Bowls.
If you're elite, you don't lose it like that. He's only elite when he's playing against Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Yeah. All right. College football preview. Week 1. We're going to look. Do we want to go like conference specific or do we want to just go?
Let's just go big games.
Big games week 1. All right. Let me pull up the schedule for week 1. I know there's maybe an LSU Texas week 1.
I think it's week 2, but we're going to give our predictions after week 1 after everything.
Okay. Miami versus Florida. Florida's favored by 7.
I'm going to take Miami with a score of 35-32.
No way that many points are going up in that game. I got Florida like 28-10.
Okay.
Florida's going to crush them. I'm sick of this Miami hype that's going around. I'm done with it.
Dunham's going to like me for that one.
Yeah,
he's going to appreciate
UCLA, that. Cincinnati, huge game.
Let me see the records real quick.
The records are 0-0. They haven't
from
played a game
year,
yet.
I don't have them.
UCLA won 3 games. Cincinnati won somewhere between 3 and 5 games. They're really both bad teams.
I'm going to take UCLA because I feel like Chip Kelly, as long as he's been at UCLA, has kind of got – he'll finally get the program going. So I'm going to take UCLA. Let's go 24-17.
I got Cincinnati by 5. I don't know how that's going to work out.
You got to give a prediction on the score, though.
25-20.
That's an interesting score.
Yeah, they're going to make it happen. One more lesser game. We're going to go Wagner versus UConn. I'm taking UConn by 45.
Yeah, I'm taking UConn 45-7.
All right. Let's do away with the score predictions and just kind of discuss some like big games.
Okay.
UAB plays Alabama State. We love UAB. That game doesn't matter in the grand scheme though.
UAB 35, Alabama State 3.
All right, so I'm not going to predict the scores, but I guess Joby is still. Clemson plays Georgia Tech. That'll be fun. Georgia Tech is not running the triple option anymore.
Yeah, that's weird.
Huge.
I hate
that's
that.
Gonna be awesome. I love it.
No, I hate it.
Utah BYU, that's a classic game.
Ooh,
I feel like
let's go BYU, baby.
I'll take BYU in that one. Utah's
favorite.
Are
they all Mormons?
Every player in that game has some tie to Mormonism. Yes,
I feel like BYU has more Mormons.
Well, Utah is like Utah's famous for having Mormon people. And
so is BYU.
BYU's in Utah as well. So
yeah, I know. I'm
just, yeah, that's they're basically fighting for the master key to all of the
master P
LDS churches in America. Wisconsin's got South Florida. Blake Barnett starting at South Florida.
South Florida's winning that game. No, he's not starting.
Blake Barnett's not starting.
Trey Flowers or not Trey Flowers? What's his name? Flowers.
I thought he graduated and Blake Barnett was going to start.
I don't think so. I might be wrong.
We'll look into that.
I think his name's Quentin.
I can tell you. It'll be in the headline.
Let's see who's.
Oh, Alabama and Florida, South Florida start a home and home series in 2023.
Of course they do.
It doesn't say anything about Blake Barnett.
Okay, if Blake Barnett starts, they're losing. If Flower starts, they're winning.
You're nuts, dude. Blake Barnett's a monster.
No.
Blake Barnett's awesome. Love that guy. I'm trying to find the big games. Oh, those were all like Thursday and Friday games. Okay.
Oh, we gotta go Saturday.
Alabama, Duke. Alabama's gonna smash. Ohio State, Florida Atlantic. Ohio State's gonna smash.
48-12.
Yeah.
Bad football.
There's no big games.
Yeah, there is.
South Carolina, North Carolina. That one's gonna be awesome. Oh, Zach Thomas live in action versus Eastern Tennessee State University.
Do we need to do a Periscope or something of us watching that game? That'd be great.
Yeah, we need to, but it's
dude, go to
no,
I'm
gonna be out of town. I think Ashley and I are going to Nashville that weekend.
Go where
right?
Where?
All right, our producer and office manager is literally asleep during the podcast.
Oh, Michigan, Mid Tennessee. Let's go.
That'll be huge.
Go blue.
Oh, ooh, ooh.
Yep.
The Auburn, one. Oregon. Auburn, Oregon is going to be huge.
I'm taking Auburn with a score of 28 to 24 in a close battle.
See, I was going to say 27-10.
Who's
think
winning?
Auburn. Oregon's yeah. not going to come with SEC level heat to that game.
Oregon's got Justin Herbert, though. He's stud.
There's this big conception that Auburn's vastly overrated this season.
They're not, though.
They're not. They're going to win. Good. They're going to win 9 or 10 games.
Dude, they could give people a run for their money.
Auburn has this trend where they go, they win 10 or more games, and they lose, like, then they go, like, 7-6. They're going to win 10 games this season.
They're 8-4 kind of team. They always
they went
7-6
last year.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure they went 8-4.
No, they went 8-5, yeah.
Eight and whatever. 8-1
eight whatever.
Seasons.
Gosh, there's not a lot of big games outside of that. Arkansas Pine Bluff versus TCU. Fresno State, USC.
Houston, Oklahoma on a Sunday.
That one will be. Ooh, Notre Dame, Louisville.
Oh, Notre Dame's going to smack.
But it's a Monday game.
They're
going to
spank them.
You know what's really tragic?
What?
Is that during that Notre Dame, Louisville game, we're going to be coaching a JV football game.
It might be a JV game. Might be on a Tuesday.
The first three or four of them are on Mondays.
I think the games don't start at 7. I think they start at like 5:30.
Houston, Oklahoma. That'll be a really fun one to watch.
I'm taking Oklahoma,
especially on a Sunday
about
night.
About 48-28.
Okay, you
no 47. 47. No 49. 49.
48's doable though. Field goals.
Yeah.
You like to give the loser some points. I like if you lose you get smashed, but it is Oklahoma's defense. So
that's what I'm saying.
Dude,
bad defense, great quarterback.
I'd give it like 66-35.
Wow, that's a lot of points.
Dude. Oh, but they've got Hurts now, so they might 42-31.
What are you trying to say about Jalen Hurts?
Great quarterback, but he's not a guy who's gonna score 60 a game. No offense. Love you, Jalen. You're a great guy. Nothing but respect for my former quarterback, but he's not going to put up 50, 60 points a game.
We'll see. He did it at Alabama.
He did?
Yeah.
No, not even close.
He put it in the 40s.
Sometimes. Their season average was like 35 when he was the quarterback.
That's pretty good. People hate on Jalen Hurts too much. He was a good quarterback.
He was. Missouri-Wyoming might be interesting just because I like Wyoming a lot. Oh, ooh, Georgia-Vandy. Vandy always puts up a fight against Georgia for no reason.
We're pulling for high-key Vandy on that one.
Yeah, we are. Shout out to Bailey McElwain.
Shout out to my brother's football.
This one will be good, like a low-key good game. Florida State versus Boise State, two teams that mean nothing to college football this year.
Oh, yes.
That's like their national championship is that game.
Are we going to have a game of the week from now on? That's like,
yeah, we're gonna.
But it's not going to be like a big game, right?
No, we're going to break down a game of the week. Every Thursday Friday podcast.
Nice.
To really get you going. That's really. Oh, Syracuse. I'm going to follow Syracuse heavy this year.
Okay.
I like Syracuse a lot. Syracuse is awesome.
I don't know about Syracuse, but, you know.
Syracuse almost beats Clemson every year, and it makes me really happy. Virginia Tech, Boston College, Northwestern versus Stanford.
Ooh, that's a good game. Northwestern versus Stanford's a good game.
Yeah, it is. Northwestern is like vastly underrated. Way underrated.
They really are.
I bet them on they cover the spread every week. I bet them 10 weeks in a row to cover the spread, and they covered
Northwestern?
Yeah, and they covered
every
10 weeks.
Every time. Dude, they almost beat Michigan last year.
Yeah, they lose by very few points, but they're always like 10 or 12 point underdogs.
Take the over on them every time.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you bet with? Bro bets?
No, I'm not gonna advertise that.
I was just asking if you. Sorry. Dang it.
I can't advertise like the app because then, like.
Did you know you're supposed to tell me something after the podcast last time you never did?
Yeah, I do. So I've done that with that same story like three times. What was it about?
I don't even remember.
I'm pissed. I thought about it as soon as I left. What topic were we on?
I'd have to go back and listen.
All right. Well, anyways, that's our college football breakdown.
That's our podcast, too.
That's the show. Follow us. Instagram, student_section_, Twitter, SSSports_.
Not not a undersection.
So I went back and listened, and you said student undersection sports undersection last time.
Yeah. The bad. That was I was tough. Tired. I was
really Go to studentsectionsports.com, subscribe to our RSS feed. Hit us in the contact form if you have any questions. Be a part of Romper Takeover 2K19 photo shoot in January 2020. Sign up for the Spike Well Tournament. That's the show. Thanks for listening.